Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We release new episodes every Wednesday, and we use pseudonyms so that we can remain anonymous and keep our jobs because we love our jobs, even though most of us are teaching from home right now thanks to this pandemic going on right now. These are interesting times, and we need to see each other more than ever. I want to give a special thank you to Ludlam Dramatics for continuing to sponsor us through these interesting times. If you need a theater poster, or if you teach theater, or if you need something on the back of your Zoom class lesson about theater, go to ludlamdramatics.com. That's ludlamdramatics. They have all kinds of amazing resources for theater teachers, mostly posters, but they're awesome. Also, starting April 1st, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast will have a Patreon where you can hear some of our lost episodes, as well as get access to some amazing Teacher Needs a Drink swag. If you have a story you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can reach out through Instagram or Facebook, or you can hit us up through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. Things are mad and crazy. We all got together to record this podcast. School had shut down. Technically, my district was on spring break. A lot of other schools had officially extended spring break or shut down. Shelter in place hadn't started yet, so we were able to get together, but we had some kind of snafu with the microphone. And it sounds like only one microphone was working, so I apologize for the kind of tinny bathroom sound that we have. Things will go back to normal next week. We've got some interesting plans on how to make this work without, you know, while keeping our social distance. Anyway, I hope everyone's healthy out there. Please keep listening, check out our Patreon, and listen to Teacher Needs a Drink. Here is episode 26. Enjoy!
How do you always do your sexy Elvis intro?
Well,
I'm Elvis, your host. Oh yeah, I'm Elvis, your host. To my left, right, center, I have so-and-so.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and today I am joined with by Miss Sparkles.
I'm back again.
Yeah.
And across from me, I have Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Yay!
And to my left, I have Miss Rosie Rosé.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Rosie. Now, we're in kind of a different situation right now. As I'm sure everyone's well aware, we are on, you know, not hiatus, but we're not working right now. All of the schools are shut down. I'm a fine arts class. Most of us here are fine arts teachers. Miss Rosie is a nurse. And the way my company works, because I'm not your normal teacher, I go to about 12 different private schools, Montessori, all different kinds a week. And I go and I teach fine arts classes, and then I leave. And so right now, with no school, there's no income. And so I am just kind of SOL for the next month with an option to be shit out of luck even longer. And I know Miss Rosie Rosé to my left as a nurse is also Miss Rosie Rosé.
Some people are salaried just like teachers are, and some of us are hourly and per day. That's me.
Yeah, so Miss Rosie's also in the same boat. So, ouch, it sucks for us. But you know what? We have this podcast.
That we do.
Yep, yes, we do. But we also have all the rest of us. And the thing is, with fine arts classes, teaching an online class that's performance-based, and then it's expecting to keep and hold the student's attention online. How do you do drama for first graders online?
It's not ideal. It's definitely not ideal. For littler kids, I mean, at that point, you're just like, have your mom record you be a butterfly or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, at least that gets them with keeping their brain in it. With the high school kids, it's going to be, to me, even a little bit more difficult because there's no me standing over them making sure they're practicing. There's no me, like, there to help them with placement or anything like that. It's just them and me saying, like, do this, hope for the best.
Stop laughing at your monologue and get back to work.
Yeah. But Shonda Rhimes posted a really funny tweet that said something like, I've been homeschooling for an hour and 11 minutes, and teachers deserve to be paid $1 billion a year or $1 billion a week.
Yep. Yes.
I've seen many comedians post that kind of same thing. Like, I've been homeschooling for 25 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah.
How do I get this child transferred out of my class?
Yes. I read that post when it was originally posted, and I think that person was in New York because New York City and New York State, like, really waited till the last minute to close schools down. Like, they were saying, no, we're not closing the schools. we're not closing the schools because where are the kids going to go and how are our food insecure kids going to get food and all of that? And I don't know, I kind of take a different view of it in that, you know, they're saying actually we are providing such essential services to our society that when our schools shut down, we're leaving this kind of big gap for a lot of our students. And it's some of them are students you don't even realize who need to be in school, you know, or who really benefit from. But the kids you don't realize it are the ones who really need to be in the building sometimes. And so I guess I take a more optimistic view of that.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, that's a little... I get it. I get that you're angry, and I get that you think that parents think you're shit, which a lot of parents do.
Yeah.
But especially in, like, lower-income school districts, we really are. We are their two meals a day that they get. We are their shelter. Mm-hmm. No idea what they have going on at home. So that's what I try not to think about, but I worry about a lot during this, is where are my babies that I know are homeless, and what are they going through right now?
I have a kiddo that I get food for whenever we have long breaks like this, and I can't stop thinking about that kiddo because they're doing food distribution at a couple of different campuses in my district. This kid doesn't have a way to get to those campuses.
He's
a bus rider. Mom doesn't have reliable transportation. They live way too far away, like walking distance wise, and they would have to cross two major interstates, which is not going to happen. Like, this kid may or may not have anything to eat right now, and it's
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who are aware of this problem, so it's not an unspoken. In fact, for the last week, even while schools were just discussing shutdowns, I saw a lot of parent groups talking about ways they could pack lunch. Several of the school districts around here are actually loading the buses with food and stopping at certain areas of the route so the kids can just walk to the bus stop and get kind of a food pack that's supposed to last 3 days or 5 days, and they're making it very public. And some of the more well-off school districts are actually that have Wi-Fi equipped buses. I didn't know that was a thing for students. Are going and parking their buses at public parks and apartment complexes so students can actually connect online and, in theory, get work done.
The Wi-Fi equipped bus is really cool. There was a district where I used to live where their kids would bus to the local community college, but that was an hour from their district to take their dual credit classes. So they would be on the bus with the Wi-Fi doing their homework on their way, like, so that they didn't lose those 2 hours of transportation time, so they could still be productive.
That's awesome.
So Wi-Fi enabled buses are great.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they're really awesome. And that's a really smart way to use that resource too, is like, we're gonna park it here, we're gonna turn the Wi-Fi on so that the kids can have access.
Need like these multi-billion dollar companies like Apple and Dell to be like, hey, you need to borrow a computer?
Yeah, no joke. No joke. Because so many districts now are trying to go one-to-one, but they're only like my district's kind of halfway there, where like some of the kids take the device, but a lot of the kids don't. And so if they don't have it and we go to online instruction, what are those kids supposed to do who don't have a device to do their work on?
Right. Because I'm thinking, like you said, about the kid that you know who probably isn't eating. He probably does not have a device. He doesn't have a laptop or internet to do any of his stuff.
Or his family, like, only has enough money to pay for internet because you need it to apply for jobs and things, but, like, doesn't have a real device to use that internet on.
Right.
It's just for, like, mom on her, you know, old computer to fill out job applications or whatever.
I'm going to need Jeff Bezos to put his money where his mouth is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff.
It's on a supermodel's tit right now.
Okay. Gross. His money or his mouth? ¿Por qué no las dos?
I think the only good thing that has come out of this, and again, I was supposed to be off this week, so to me right now it's no different, but my apartment is very clean. Like, so clean right now. Now, who knows what will happen over the next couple of weeks. P.S., my Target had toilet paper. Suck it up.
Yeah, the Elvis house has bidets, and so we got toilet paper.
Because of the Elvis house, I, too, have a bidet.
Congratulations.
I'm ordering a bidet on Friday when we get paid.
So clean you could eat off it.
So this this is from the Reddits. It is entitled, Sorry, Parents. I just realized that I sent 60 second graders home with recorders and one lesson on how to play them just before they unexpectedly canceled school till April 14th. Sorry to all the parents who will have to hear their kids play the same three notes for the next 4 weeks.
Hot cross buns.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You guys have hot cross buns.
Oh.
Bunny used to teach elementary music, and Mommy, I used to, but oh my God, that you're going to be prosecuted for war crimes. I don't know whoever you are. What's the username on
it
that?
Didn't have
you're
one.
You're about to be prosecuted for war crimes.
Ready? Ready? Here we go. Those parents now hate that teacher.
Those kids will not return if they return with a recording.
Imagine if they live in an apartment complex with shitty walls, and so, like, people on three sides. Doo, doo, doo. No, go outside. And so all you hear, like, everyone's just...
Oh, my God. Do you like that beautiful thing in Italy where they're all singing on the balconies,
yeah,
but motherfucking recorders? Could you imagine?
My parents wouldn't let me keep my recorder. Like, I got one from the school, and I think my mom threw it away.
I wonder why.
Excuse you, I am very musically gifted.
When I first started learning how to play the clarinet, my parents were like, you want to go in the backyard for that? You want to not play that in your room?
I grew up in Alaska, and so I had to practice in the garage. Like, go put on your boots and your jacket, go practice in the garage.
Oh, no.
So I have a little...
My children are not going to play instruments. That is what I've just now decided.
I mean, guitar is fine. They can't really fuck that up.
Sparkle Baby's getting a harmonica every year.
You are no longer invited to Sparkle Baby's birthday parties or any parties.
It'll be like Harry Potter, like an owl just swoop in and drop like a harmonica.
Mummy, what's this?
Elvis. Nothing.
Elvis, I'm so proud you just made a Harry Potter reference.
You're a blues player, Harry.
A beautiful name for Sparkle Baby, and Mr. Sparkles is not feeling it.
Jane Fonda.
No. Magnolia.
Oh, that's pretty. You call her Maggie?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Or Nola.
That's very old lady-ish, but I like it.
And he was like, well, we have to make sure she's not going to get a stripper name. And I was like, Magnolia is not a stripper name.
That's your grandma's name.
Magnolia to stage three. Magnolia to stage three.
Rosemary.
Gertrude.
Bring it on down, Bessie.
We have Esther coming down the catwalk.
This is from the Reddit. By user Bear2008. Okay, here is a little something that helps in my room. I have a rock I painted some eyes on and put him at an empty desk. He is always there and gets work passed to him, just like every other child. Now, the rock, of course, does no work, but I tell my kids at least he isn't distracting anyone else. So, whenever a kid is being annoying, I always say, don't let the rock be a better student than you. It seems to work most of the time because usually students want to be better than a rock.
Usually.
The crazy thing is, though, the rock would be passed straight through to high school because of the culture of passing every kid, no consequences to family. Burn.
And now, here's another edition of Just the Tip.
Just the tip. What? Just the tip. What? Just the tip. What?
Today's tip is wash your motherfucking hands. Everybody, wash your hands.
You can sing Just the Tip for 20 seconds. It's really fun.
It is.
But when it comes to washing your hands,
not just the tip.
Mm-hmm. No. Wash the whole hand.
The whole hand.
Up over your wrist bones.
Over the wrist, like past where your watch would normally live. Right in between those fingers, you got to get that little webby bit. You got to take the tips of your fingers, roll them around the palm of your hand. Just the tips in the palm of your hand.
Okay, so I jokingly made I'm going to give up dating for Lent, which Priscilla reminded me of recently. And so because the good Lord knew that I would not follow that, he was like, ha-ha, pandemic.
So what you're saying is Easter weekend is all gone.
Pretty much.
Sweet.
I've seen the thing on Reddit, like, hey, everywhere's closed. I guess we got to go to my place, right?
Gross. I see the thing about, like, you know, we're back in the 18th century. We're courting bitches.
Yes.
Writing letters, sending texts, no contact for 3 weeks.
Now it's like, hey, baby.
Woo me.
We're going back to World War II. It's like, I got chocolate bar and toilet paper. You're like, yeah, I'm coming.
Ew, bitch, if you got some nylons, we might be able to make something work. The ones with the seam up the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to draw it on with a Sharpie. It's fine.
those kids, though, that you see everybody, like, busting their butts and going out of their way to try to help this child. But at some point, you can lead the horse to water, but, yeah, you can't. A kid that doesn't want to learn, that doesn't want to try, at what point do you...
deal with the other 20 kids in the classroom?
Yeah.
Like, at what point does saving one student cause...
come at the detriment to others.
Yeah.
I was about to say, when does, like, the utilitarian principle come in, you know?
Yeah.
I think you need to go back to something you had said a few weeks ago.
We might just be watering the seed. We might not see the harvest.
You might just be tilling the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's tough because, like, if you've seen, like, what is that movie, Dangerous Minds?
Yes.
Yes. And, like, the writing one, Freedom Writers.
Yeah.
I won't bring up Mr. Holland's opus ever again because he kisses a kid. He kisses a student. He tries to have an affair with a student.
Wait, what?
Yes, bro.
Have you never seen that movie?
I've seen that movie like 10 times, but it's been like 10 years.
I've never watched it because I thought it was a band nerd movie.
I mean, it kind of is a band student. No, he kisses a student. He's like, I'm going to cheat on my wife with this student.
Is it a girl?
How fucking whoreballs is that? I've seen that movie like 10 times.
So this one was submitted through the Teacher Needs Drink podcast website by Teacher Life Chose Me. I'm dealing with two well-known sets of parents at school right now. And by well-known, I mean the mere mention of their name is an instant morale killer with teachers, front office staff, and admins. Both sets of parents of different unrelated kids have been verbally abusive to staff members, made and believed baseless accusations against teachers, and have made several grown adults cry. In short, these parents are precisely why Teacher Needs a Drink. Anyway, we're at the point with both parents where teachers have been instructed to communicate only by email, so everything is in writing, and to CC our campus principal on anything we send home. Long story short, I had to initiate contact with student A's parent on Thursday due to a discipline issue, and then on Friday had a run-in with student B and received a scathing email from B's mom at 6 p.m. So I was expecting not one, but two stressful email exchanges in the day to come. But on Saturday, I got a text message from my campus principal that read, "Hey, happy spring break. My hope is that you are not checking email, that you are ignoring all things work-related. But in case you are not and you do look at the response from student A's mom, I want you to know that I will respond to both her and student B's parents. When I do, I will let you know and share my responses. You are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and I've got your back. Enjoy the break." So not only is my admin actively putting themselves between the angry parents and their teachers, but they went out of their way to say, "Don't check your email, enjoy the break, I've got this." And they encouraged me to take time away from work and not spend my spring break doing school stuff. Or stressing over this and encourage me in general. This is how you do it. This is how you support your staff. We don't need grand gestures. We just need to know that when shit gets messy, someone's going to have our backs. So cheers to my principal and our campus admins. Raise a glass to the good ones. They are still out there because I work with some of them. Well, congratulations, Teacher Life Chose Me. That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. And I hope she checked her email at some point over spring break.
Oh, no.
Things got interesting.
Now, money cannot buy a great admin. And I've known people who stayed at schools for a really long time, like really excellent teachers who could have taught at any school they wanted to, but stayed where they were because the admin were so excellent and supportive. So if you're an admin and you're listening to this and you're awesome, we thank you.
Yes.
If you're an admin and you're listening to this and you're terrible, we don't thank you.
Screw you.
Yeah. Suck it.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Miss Sparkles, it was good to have you back.
It's always good to be back.
Miss Bunny O'Hare, wonderful having you.
Glad to be here.
And Miss Rosie Rose, hi.
Hey.
What's up?
You know.
Wash your hands, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Wash your fucking hands. 20 seconds.
All right. Thank you for joining us and listening to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I'd like to give a special thank you to Miss Rosie Rose, Bunny O'Hare, Miss Sparkles, and of course the lovely Miss Priscilla, who's by my side. A thank you also to Ludlam Dramatics and to all the people who are donating to our Patreon. That's right, as of April 1st, no fools, we will start the Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon. We'll have access to lots of Teacher Needs a Drink swag, like buttons, bottle openers, as well as lost episodes, multiple audio recordings that aren't released publicly.
public, and special audio recordings that are only available for our Patreons. Teacher Needs a Drink comes out every Wednesday, and also, if you can, tell one person about Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Help spread the word. I promise the audio quality will be better next week. Follow, subscribe, leave a review, and I love everybody. Goodbye. Stay healthy, y'all. Really. Do it.
That teacher is not getting any end of school year presents.
No.
You are not getting a Starbucks card. Bitch, you ain't getting an Amazon card. You are not even getting an Andy's mint that they stole.
You're getting a bag of broken recordings.
You're getting a bag of broken recordings.
There you go.
Happy school year, bitch.
Now my mic's wet.